And we're back, everybody. Okay, thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let's get to this first story that I want to tell you about. RFK Jr., he goes on to the Communist News Network. And, of course, the Communist News Network, they hate President Trump to no end, along with MSDNC. They hate President Trump. So to have RFK Jr. come on here and actually say that Joe Biden is more of a threat, and then he lays out all of the reasons why he say Joe Biden is more of a threat than President Trump. Joe Biden is more of a threat than any other person that's ever set foot into the White House. He lays it all out. He straight up says it on CNN. And the first time I saw this clip early this morning on X, and the person who put it on there on X is this young white dude. He's a total Biden supporter. And they say he's getting paid to do it. I don't know. Really don't care. But he's on there saying that RFK Jr., he's saying do not support him at all. He's saying that he's upset because he says Joe Biden is more of a threat to the country than President Trump. Listen to this clip. Listen to what he says in here. Now, he has a raspy voice, right? But if you please just pay attention to what he says. Everything he says is 100% true. And these commies, these evil people on the left, it goes in one ear and out the other ear. And they feel that it's okay for the tyrannical things that Joe Biden has been doing because it's against President Trump and it's against conservatives. See, not only do they look at President Trump as a Hitler figure, but they look at all of us that love America, love our freedoms. They look at us as Nazis. They look at Trump as Hitler, and they look at us as Nazis when they themselves are the ones doing the Nazi tactics. Listen to this.
Trump and Biden is the same. Different issues. But do you really believe that when people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that that is an equal evil to Biden?
I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court.
Let me stop it real quick, because I know some people have a hard time hearing what he's saying. He said that Joe Biden was the first person to ever censor their political opponent in the United States of America. The first time ever.
Including him. He just won
a case.
Yeah.
He just won a case. Not only was Joe Biden censoring conservatives and President Trump, he was censoring RFK Jr. Why? Because they don't want anybody to shine or say something that will wake people up and not support Joe Biden.
It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
to
democracy.
Donald Trump, of course, tried.
So you hear her? She hears everything he's saying. Everything he said was true. And it goes in one ear and out the other. It's like she's unable to comprehend it, or she's complicit with it because it's against President Trump, it's against you, the American people. So why am I going to complain about it? Which they should be complaining about it, because when TikTok got on the chopping block, all of them started complaining about it. Then once they get done with us, they're coming for you. But these people on the left, they're so naive. They're so oblivious to what's happening in the real world. They don't see it coming. They don't see it happening. Their whole goal is like shut down the conservatives. Silence them. Do not allow them to talk. That's what it comes down to. Listen to this one with Senator Ted Cruz, because now they're putting a gag order on President Trump. And President Trump didn't just select someone out there to talk bad about him. President Trump never does that. You have people that's working against America. They've weaponized the law system to go after President Trump. And Ted Cruz, he came out. He's a hardcore Trump supporter now. You know, there was some stuff in it, some conflict in before. But now, listen to what he says. Because even if it wasn't President Trump, it's just wrong for them to do this to any American.
And they want to literally lock him up, but you can't stop Trump.
Yeah. Listen, Liz, this is Alvin Bragg, who's the Democrat DA, is a George Soros DA. He was elected with millions from George Soros. And this is a partisan abuse of power. In more than 200 years of our nation's history, no president has been indicted. No former president has been indicted. Trump's been indicted four times. And understand, when these partisan Democrats are going after Trump, yes, they hate him. But what this really is they're attacking the American people. This is an assault on democracy, because these prosecutors are terrified that the voters are going to reelect Donald Trump in November.
Let me stop it real quick, because see, Ted Cruz says this is an assault on democracy. And that's a true statement. He's not saying that we're he's not saying that we are a democracy, because he knows that we're a constitutional republic. Democracy is what we utilize. We utilize democracy, saying we get to select the person that we believe that fits our viewpoint, fits our ideology. We get to vote for that person. That's what a democracy is. They get to vote for Joe Biden and want to continue to destroy the country. And we get to vote for President Trump, who wants to build and uplift the country. That's what a democracy is. That's what Ted Cruz is referring to.
They're trying to stop that. And every Democrat that beats their chest and says we're defending democracy while turning a blind eye on this assault on democracy, they're guilty of historic levels of hypocrisy.
We hear you loud and clear, Senator Cruz. We appreciate and you so much for coming on the show and helping us.
Does she? We hear you loud and clear. I mean, does she?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, there's a lot of them on Fox News that I question myself. I'm not saying I don't really see too much about her, but it's just really weird.
It's the way she says it,
weird,
right?
That she says that we hear you loud and clear. I'm really, do you? Right? It makes it questionable. It makes it very questionable. Which brings it to this one. Oh, my goodness. So we're going into the 2024 election. We are actually in the 2024 election. I'm not going into it any longer. You know, I said that for so long now. But this November, President Trump has already said that it needs to be too big to rig, right? Too big to rig, meaning that the American people, the American citizens that's legally can vote in this up and coming election, can do so by voting for President Trump. And this is the problem that they have. They're already calling it out, saying that President Trump is already trying to steal this election. Already. The people that steal elections are Democrats. No question about it. 2020, who stole the election? The election, the thievery of the election happened in November of 2020. A lot of people see the Democrats. They don't want you to think about that night. They don't want you to think about what happened in November. They don't want you to think about all of the polling locations shut down where President Trump was leading. Then when they opened back up, when supposedly nobody was counting because they shut it down. But miraculously, when they opened it back up, the numbers were different. But you're not supposed to pay attention to that. And if they take it to a federal judge or any judge, the judge is going to say, oh, there's not enough here to pursue this. Why? Because judges, they don't ever want to get involved in that. There's like a written law that they have that's not on the law books. It's like it's something in the club. When it comes to politics and voting and stuff like that, stay out of it as much as possible. They've done it repeatedly over and over. They don't want to get into political disputes. But Hillary Rodham Clinton, Listen to what she says about the election that's getting ready to happen this November. You can't make this up.
Right-wing extremists.
Wait a minute. Right there, right off the bat. Right-wing extremists. Are you kidding me? Right-wing extremists. This is where she comes off at. Listen.
Right-wing.
You got to hit my button over there. For some reason, I'm not sure why it's doing that. Come on, because everyone needs to hear this. Did you hit it? No, hit the button over there. The reconnect. You got to reconnect it. Did you do it yet? You get it? How about now? And now?
Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote or even by the anachronistic electoral college, but by state legislatures, many of them Republican controlled.
Many of them Republican controlled.
I mean, do you believe elections being stolen or not? I mean, make up your mind.
Right.
When it's a Democrat, does it happen? When it's a Republican, oh, it happens. I mean, she's so.
And then when it's the 20, well, they could say it goes the other way too, Shannon. But you know, the thing is, they're going after people who question it.
Yeah.
Right. Wait a minute. Something looks awry here. I'll never forget it. Facebook, again with the Facebook thing here, that November of 2020, I didn't say anything about the election. And I saw the polling stations closing. I saw some weird stuff. And I put a comment on Facebook. I just said, is it me or is anyone else see something going a little sideways? Not in a normal way of things. I'm paraphrasing here, but I was kind of really roundabout. I could have been talking about baseball. I was talking really roundabout question. I didn't bring up nobody's name, nothing. Within 2 hours, it had over 11,000 comments. I'll never forget that. 11,000 comments and had like 7,000 shares on it. And it was just going viral. That comment, it's viral. What happened? I guess because of the FBI, the feds, the federal government talked to Facebook, took the post down and banned me for 30 days. Right. 30 days. They end up banning me for 30 days because of a comment that I didn't even say anything on. Really. But people know because American people are not stupid.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history, just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful, This is where most products fall short and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astareal astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.